place our final full stop. Close the lid of our drying pens and attempt to shut the book, convinced that we have fully concluded our analysis of the effects of our oppression. Trying to quantify these effects so that we can attempt to systematically heal all that is a symptom of our trauma. Even as we attempt to move on because our pain thresholds protest, no more, I cannot dwell here anymore. As we try to strip ourselves from the cloak of false self that we have been forcefully dressed with, and attempt to gain an understanding of our limitless truth. Just as we reach that point when our wings once again feel strong enough to take flight, a crash, unannounced, unexpected, and as startling as a bolt of lightning across the dark sky awakens us. When the devil we so badly tried to exorcise slithers into our protected homes, our beds, our love. And once again, the blood stains, wounds resurface more potent than before. We realize that perhaps the real trauma, yet to be fully realized, lies in the bashing of bodies, clashing of souls, the clashing of bodies and bashing of souls. In this detrimental lack of awareness, in our zombie-like existence, our exile, our yearning, our anxiety, loneliness, our pain, silenced. In this unspoken sense that we are in fact living amongst the ghosts of our spiritual genocide. The most dangerous of all wars, packaged as the realization of this man-made brand of freedom. And the conditioning that has brought us to unconsciously embrace the illusion of our apartheid. Even within the safety of our home.